Full time here now, and it's a disappointment for Donegal. Final score was 5-9 to 3-14 in Tyrone's favour, winning by a point. Of course, Donegal have already got promotion, but they would have loved to have gotten another chance of playing Derry in the Division 2B final. Just going quickly through the game, obviously Donegal had a superb start as Peter Kelly scored a goal within about 15 seconds of the game. Another goal came from Sean McVeigh, but Tyrone quickly hit back with two goals of their own from Cormac Munro and Joe McToll. That was made it 2-2 to 2-1 after just 8 minutes. A bit of to-ing and fro-ing with Lee McKinney getting 2 points, but Sean O'Grogan and Finn Devlin got a couple for Tyrone. Left it still a point apiece, or a point in it. But two goals inside a minute from Sean O'Grogan and Larkin Devlin gave Tyrone a big advantage, although Peter Kelly also got a goal back for Donegal. Aidan Kelly's free made it 4-5 to 3-3 at the break. And after that, Darrell Maligi and a Liam McKinney free brought it back to 3 points in it. Tiernan Morgan and a Grogan chance for a goal was saved by White, and then Morgan fired in the rebound for a goal, made it 5-6 to 3-5. After that, despite Aidan Kelly's free for Tyrone, they only got one score in 18 minutes as Donegal started to dominate. Conor O'Grady, Peter Kelly, Conor Gartland, Jack O'Loughlin, and two from Oisin Marley, the only Setanta man in the squad today. As previously mentioned, Setanta players were all away, so Donegal were well down in numbers. But that brought it back to 3-12 to 5-8, to 5-7, sorry, before Rory Weir got a point for Tyrone. Graham McIntyre brought it back to a one-point game before a brilliant point from Cormac Munro. Just as we went into added time, 73 minutes, Conor Gartland scored one from play to bring it back to a point once again. And just there, the last chance of the game, Luke White had a free from just about the halfway, but unfortunately it went inches wide. And the referee, Peter Owens, blew for full time straight after that. So a 1 point win for Tyrone. They will go on to play Derry in the Division 2B final. It's a long wait now for Donegal to begin their Nicky Record campaign, but a good campaign that sees Donegal go into Division 2 next year, the highest they've ever played. So not all disappointment here.